1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Increased tension between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The U.S. has announced it will be deploying additional troops to the region in the event American citizens in Lebanon will need help leaving the country. Here's ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz in Tel Aviv.
The State Department would make the determination whether to order an evacuation. But even before this intense round of Israeli bombing, the State Department warned Americans living in Lebanon to get out of the country while commercial travel was still available. That could become much more complicated if the airports were hit.
President Biden to address the UN General Assembly today, expected to discuss that conflict as well as the one in Gaza and others. Ukraine expected to be a topic. President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to speak to the UN Security Council today. What's expected to become a tropical storm? Helene taking aim at Florida's northern Gulf Coast. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. That's what you need to know. Now here's some news from closer to home. An error with absentee ballots here in Madison. The city clerk's office says some residents were sent duplicates of their ballots. Now, there's nothing wrong with the ballots themselves, but 2,000 people in Madison just got two copies. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzelbell says the duplicates went to voters in just one ward, and now the city is reaching out to all 2,000 of those people individually. They're telling those voters to only return one ballot and to destroy the other one to avoid confusion. She says the error in the system that caused that to happen has now been corrected. And Madison police are investigating a death downtown overnight. Authorities say they were called to the 500 block of North Pinckney Street after 11 o'clock. There they found a man unresponsive and first responders weren't able to revive him. Police interviewed people at the scene to further try to figure out what happened. As they await more details from the medical examiner, for now, they don't believe there's any danger to the public. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's been a team effort to win each of the last two games.
I think that can galvanize our team, and we've needed everybody. Everybody's, you know, I don't want to say, because I'm a firm believer that you don't rise to the level of competition, you sink to the level of your preparation, and these guys prepare the right way. They come to work the right way each and every day with a great attitude. We go out and we have some tough practices.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to around 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow sunshine 75. By Thursday sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or volunteer center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
But it's close to the poll. I'm not convinced that it's going to be close on election day. I'll say this. If there's seven swing states, the most likely scenario is it breaks 4-3. It always gets a and again, every race other than maybe 2008 has been close right up to election day. And I could be wrong, but it's going to break in one direction or the other. I really believe that. And most of the time, these elections do that. And I don't like to predict elections. I would just say this just doesn't feel like a race that Harris is going to lose. But that's just a feeling. That's just a feeling.
Please let James Carville's spidey sense be right.
Yeah, that's, I mean... Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong.
Yes. Like most of us, I am wearing...
Well, that's his area of expertise, and he's still wrong a lot of the time.
I know, that's what makes me hinky.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like a Durham bull in a China shop full of Ming vases. I don't want to say anything.
Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm wearing a big gay Durham bull that someone gave me in Durham. Thank you, Durham. We love you so much. Oh, sorry, I meant to do that.
Durham's a beautiful city.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. You and I both went to Duke.
Yes, but not at college.
We didn't go to Duke.
You visited the school.
Yeah, right.
Yes. That's different than going to Duke.
Which Republican was it? Trump implies that he gets drive-by degrees.
With MIT.
Right, because he drove by once, so that's right away.
I actually know people that went to Duke.
So now Chris and I both have a Duke degree.
Sure.
Yeah. My great-niece was playing, some fancy rich people game, lacrosse. I don't know how you play it, but anyway, watched. And she, go Riley, hooray, they beat Duke.
It's like hockey in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Is it like
exactly
basketball?
It is.
Do you have so many steps? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, both of my big sisters were there.
I tweeted a picture.
Aren't they lovely?
Yes.
I tweeted a picture and people were talking about our family's genes. Can I just say, Mary is 77, Libby's 80. I mean, check them out. My sisters are hot.
Libby's almost 40 years older than you are.
Yes. That's... According to Carol Burnett, my sisters are 40 years older.
Quite a gap.
Yes.
Your mom had.
Right. Well, you
what
know,
happened?
They lost interest in each other.
Oh, did they?
For a while.
And then they refound.
Yeah.
Then they found themselves again.
Yeah. My father spent 40 years in the desert, procreation wise, and then little miracle.
Whoopsie!
Little miracle. That's me.
Yeah, you were an oopsie.
I was only born to be a playmate to my brother, who then later hung me and dug a grave for me in the basement. So thanks, Mom and Dad. Okay.
It made you stronger.
Stuff he would call playing.
Yeah.
Was me running for my life.
Toughened you up.
Yeah, I'll say.
Gave you a gumption.
Ah, boy. Okay,
come on, Madge.
Do you feel like we just need to everybody be fair? Because I know
I have said this. I don't think it's going to be close, but I'm afraid to say it. I'm afraid to say anything.
No balloons.
I am a Durham bull in a China shop, an electoral China shop. Shh, shh, shh. Don't. I don't, because right, this, it, all these polls are designed to give us massive gastrointestinal distress from now until. Right? Mm-hmm. Just when you get one, which one is that? I don't know. She's up by 5 points nationally. And then the swing state comes out where he's ahead a little bit and a few. And then Nate Silver, Peter Thiel's little tool now. He says Harris is going to win. He now has Harris overtaking Trump. He shared new numbers Friday that gave Harris the edge over Trump for the first time since August 28th. Harris posted narrow leads in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada. She had more substantial leads in Minnesota and New Mexico. In North Carolina, Trump's advantage was a 0.1. They have not factored in the sexy liberal factor yet. I mean, we just left. You'll see. His lead over Harris in Arizona and Georgia also less than a percentage point, 0.8 and 0.9 respectively. The polling occurred before, you know, the news about Mark Robinson. Whoopsie. By the way, the Durham Bull has Mark Robinson size balls, saying the Republican Party is still the party of family values.
Lindsey Graham went on Fox News last night and said, Trump has never had anything to do with Mark Robinson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't we play stuff yesterday?
Oh.
Didn't we play audio of Donald yesterday?
Of course.
Better than Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
Martin Luther King on steroids?
Steroids.
Martin Luther King times two?
Yeah.
Was that him calling him a fatty, fatty 2x4?
I
think so.
He is.
He's
a large man.
He's not a small man.
I really was. I was so excited to be in Durham, more excited than the first time he whacked off to transsexual porn while he was taking away their rights, which is, by the way, key in the masturbation. He has to also be taking away their rights at the same time. It doesn't work if you're just watching transsexual porn.
Transgender porn.
I was more excited to be in Durham, Chris.
Oh.
Than black Nazi Mark Robinson at his first Hitler Youth rally. Yeah. I mean, it was an exciting night. Oh, you know what? The review, it's...
Oh, we have reviews?
It's not a show until the reviews are in.
All right.
Primarily from Kelly House.
Oh, yes.
Until Kelly House's review is in, it's not a show.
It's not a show.
Mama, the moment I walked into the Carolina Theater until the end of the VIP event, I loved every minute. Dear Chris was at the table for VIP and could not have been more kind and sweet. Oh, well, that's nice. I'm glad he's nice to somebody.
He's nice to me.
Nice to strangers.
He's nice to me.
You're like my big sister.
Shut up. The show was amazing. I met so many Steph heads from all over the U.S. Thank you for being so funny. Aw. And kind and attracting so many wonderful and like-minded people. Isn't it nice? We're very kind to other people. We'll blow the whole show up if we were nice to each other. John and Hal and Frangela were brilliant as usual. The panel and crew with Rocky Mountain Mike and John Pavlovitz was just what I needed as a palate cleanser from a week of Mark Robinson. I thoroughly enjoyed meeting John Pavlovitz and his wife. You are just as beautiful as ever. That's the whole reason I read this letter.
I am.
Why, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. The picture of you and Chris made my night. The only one missing is our Jody, but hopefully I'll see her if I can make it to L.A. You've got to make it to L.A. That's going to be the show of all shows. Oh, look, it's me and Chris Lavoie. Look, we look like we like each other. Isn't it sweet?
You hardly saw each other over the weekend.
We did. We really did.
You know, that really makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, when you don't see each other.
I ran past you backstage because I was like in the middle of careening from crisis to crisis.
Right. I was like, hey, are you going to? Okay, well, fine. That's fine. Okay, I'll just be here. It's good. All right, and wait, do we have it? Up next, this is very exciting, by the way. Not just Allison Gill from Mueller, she wrote Cece Goldwater, Barry Goldwater's granddaughter.
Nice.
Katrina Schaffner, who was going to beat Andy Biggs for Congress right there. We're still working on other surprises.
Here to save America. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour continues with the next stop, Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, a simply splendid city.
This Saturday at the Arizona Financial Theater in Phoenix. Join Stephanie Miller.
Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugel.
Nicholson.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama, ooh.
Plus, special panel guests Allison Gill, CeCe Goldwater, and U.S. House candidate Katrina Schaffner. VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show this Saturday at the Arizona Financial Theater in Phoenix.
Phoenix can't really be that hot, can it?
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yeah. Ooh, it's going to be hot, 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 hot.
It's supposed to be 105, 106 on Saturday.
Let's take off all our clothes. Let's do it. No. By the way, you can see from the promos that whoever gets to the Lauren Boebert Handy J joke first is the one that gets to do it.
Well, you all got to it.
Okay, so what else? Oh, well, you know, here's the thing. Speaking of gastro, can I have my Yankee Doodle fart? The gastrointestinal distress we will all be in, because I think we have to, what do you say, Chris? Get off the polar coaster. Because
sure.
The minute you have one that makes you feel good, then there's one that you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Stop paying attention.
Right.
But I think, well, stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid. You're stupid. Stupid. They're trying to make fetch happen.
What was I saying?
I have no idea. Get off the polar coaster.
Yeah. Well, because I think what we're more concerned about is Hillary. Is Republican Hillary, right? I heard a caller to the show yesterday to you guys from North Carolina saying, what are they doing in Georgia? If they could throw this to the House and the Supreme Court, people just know intrinsically they will appoint Donald Trump.
Yes. Yes. And Nebraska just got screwed by one of the...
Am I undercutting my very serious points about our democracy?
Yeah, with the farting?
A little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
You asked for it.
I think a lot of people are in gastrointestinal distress over this. But it's just, and then it's like whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. Stuff you've never even heard about. You're like, okay, thank God, Nebraska... Right? Who tweeted it? It appears the proposed change on how Nebraska allocates their electoral votes, championed by Lindsey Graham, is dead. What is he doing going to other states, trying to steal the election again for Donald Trump? What's he doing calling Georgia? What's he doing going to Nebraska? They are, I keep saying it, Chris, they're not preparing to win. They're preparing to cheat. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, how do we do this? So pro-Trump Republicans in Nebraska are working to change how the state allocates its electoral votes ahead of the November election,
yep,
where Delta Blow is a key state senator. This is what we're dependent on, mm-hmm, is these lone Republicans with a shred of principle. Yep. In this case, State Senator Mike McDonnell, Republican. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep. He's like the Brad Raffensperger or somebody that we probably don't agree with him on anything, but at least we agree on democracy.
Well, right. He just switched parties from Democrat to Republican. Last
right.
year.
Right. He said, it's clear to me right now, 43 days from Election Day is not the moment to make this change. Right. It was totally a way to go, is there a way we can steal this for Donald Trump? And then Georgia.
We had a special correspondent from Nebraska yesterday to talk about
this.
Oh, yes, I heard Nick from Nebraska. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My. Okay. It'll be extra eye candy at Kansas City, Sexy Liberal, everybody.
Yes, sir.
But this is just infuriating, this hand counting. The only reason they're doing this is to slow down the vote so you can throw it into chaos, to say you can claim there's fraud, to try to get it thrown into the House, where Mike Johnson, election denier, has already said.
Only if he's the speaker, because they get in on the 3rd. Right. Everything happens on the 6th. So if we do well, it will be Hakeem Jeffries running the House.
Does anyone else worship Mark Elias like your own personal
god? He needs to be cloned.
Yes. I mean, I think he strikes exactly the right note, is just vote, vote, vote. Yep. That's how we prevent this, is turn out in huge numbers, and like Jody just said, so that Mike Johnson, A, is not speaker.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't have to do this, but they have made such massive plans for cheating that Mark Elias said, I think it's a big story that the very conservative attorney general of Georgia, mm-hmm, his office came out and said these rules are being enacted are likely and illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, and make no mistake, this whole thing where they keep saying, election night should be over on election night, it goes on days and days, that is exclusively because of Republicans, and they do it on purpose to say, because, mail-in absentee tends to lean Democratic, they want to create this red wave and illusion where Trump now says he won on election night before the votes are counted. They could count them as soon as they came in, which would be better for everybody, that they have right? All of the votes are counted that came in already. They count them when they come in. Right. And then the people that vote day of, those are counted election
night. And then the rest
that
come in that are postmarked properly, then you count them later.
But they keep whining, oh, it shouldn't go on. It goes on because you design it this way.
Right.
Because you don't want there to be a blue wave. You want there to be a red, what looks like a red wave.
And it would disenfranchise voters if they stopped counting at midnight on election day.
Especially overseas veterans.
That's right.
People that are working as...
Donald Trump wants to disenfranchise veterans.
Yes, and active duty military.
Of course, he just claimed that's what Kamala Harris is doing because, of course, the gaslighting is going to be at 11 for the rest of the election cycle.
That's
right?
What they do. They gaslight.
She constantly disrespects our military. She doesn't Comrade Kamala. By the way, was there kind of a Hitler-esque feeling to this rally he just had? Were they all shouting, get them out, or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in North Carolina.
Yeah. Was it?
It was in Wilmington, North Carolina.
He desecrated North Carolina just after we fixed it.
Yes.
And then he was in Pennsylvania yesterday, I think it was, yeah.
Okay. By the way,
See coffee
look at, you know what? Pardon me?
Have a coffee spill?
Yeah, probably. It is a coffee. Well, you know why? Because it's more criming. Thank you, Kristen Snell, for the latest.
Okay.
That was exhausting. There's more Trump criming. I'll get to that. By the way, perfect day for that. Why? Because we are legal-lated up to with it in the challenge of our lives. Maya Wiley and Jill Weinbanks on the big show today. Rude Pundit and Greg Pallast. Speaking of electoral f***ery, he has a great new film out, which will be 1 degree of Stephanie Miller separation. I believe it's Hold Please. Hold Please. Produced by Martin Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Who was just at the White House. Who will be at L.A. Sexy Liberal November 2nd along with Mark Hamill.
Yes.
Bam. Okay, get those ticks.
Uncle Martin.
Uncle Martin, as Jody calls everyone in Hollywood.
No, I've been told that that's the way to talk to them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
By whom?
Is that what Aunt Julie says?
By Aunt Janet.
Aunt Janet.
Because I was calling them Mr. and Mrs. Sheen, and she goes, stop doing that.
You are a proper lady. That's what Aunt Julie taught her. She did My Fair Lady with Jody.
Yeah.
She was Aunt
I wasn't
Julie
born
Andrews.
Yet.
Okay.
When she did My Fair Lady.
All right.
I wasn't born yet. It was before.
All right. Let's move on. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yep.
Yes, once again, one of Jody's many famous aunts, uncles, somebody told her about Credo Mobile 20 years ago. Somebody, right? Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like, oh, is that the best choice? This company, not really have a choice. They're a little bit hinky. You can choose America's only progressive phone company, Credo Mobile. They share your values. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. All the peoples we love, right? Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on and on. Whenever you, you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the largest, most reliable network.
Yeah.
You don't even need to ask, can you hear me? Yes. As every caller to the show has done ever. You don't need to ask. It is a competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service, and an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world, and switching so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, so easy, credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
My name is
Stephanie Miller.
I am 100 years old.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report 5 years running. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
This is the Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Do you feel the iPad was developed to torture us emotionally?
What happened?
They just like randomly, have pictures pop up on your... Yeah. Yeah.
It's
always taunting me about my questionable life choices, like that one, deciding to have my picture taken next to Christie Brinkley. And then, it popped up this morning, me and Michael Avenatti. So that's a lot of questionable life choices crammed into it. Not that long a life. 42, if you ask Carol Burnett. Okay, hey, my birthday Sunday, everybody. I will be.
It is.
Great day. Thank you.
In Phoenix.
Yes, I will be returning Sunday. Okay, this is the climbing we missed. Tristan Snell said, massive news we all missed. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has announced he will not engage in any ceasefire talks for the next 45 days. In other words, till just after the U.S. election.
Yep.
After Trump and Netanyahu had an illegal summit last month, do the math. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It's very Reagan-esque.
How do we keep up with all the climbing? It's insane. Speaking of which, who is this? Timothy said, Matt Gaetz's prison job will be playing films on his forehead during movie night. You said a specific film he could play on his forehead. I think someone listens to us that stole that.
Oh, yeah. Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's like the widest
Yeah, Rapey McForehead's forehead was designed for Lawrence of Arabia.
Any CinemaScope.
Yeah, CinemaScope. Yeah, it's a mad world.
Yes.
That was CinemaScope.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Oh, one last one. Roll Tide tweets, after watching From Russia with Lev, I'm confused as to why Trump and Rudy are not in prison. Me too. Thank you. Let's ask Maya Wiley and Jill Winebanks today about that. Oh, my God. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it. I didn't get through the whole thing.
I slept through it three times.
That's the problem. It was fantastic. We're just sleepy. But it was fantastic. We had Lev on last week.
He's lovely.
Yeah, you were saying Lev and Joan Baez in 1 week. Come on. Come on. Eat our gravel soup, bitches. What? Okay, Rude Pundit next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young people alone could decide the election. Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there has been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. New numbers show UW-Madison's freshman class this year is less diverse than previous ones, and there's a reason for it. Last year, a state Supreme Court ruling barred colleges from considering race on applications, essentially disallowing affirmative action. This year, there was a record number of Black, Indigenous, and Latino students who applied, but fewer are actually there on campus. There's a third fewer Black students in the freshman class this year, and there are only 13 Indigenous freshmen. There was a 15% drop in Latino students, too. And the town of Westport is working to become a village. Last night, town supervisors agreed to petition the state to incorporate. That way, they can control how land is used in the town and prevent it from being annexed in the future. It's surrounded by bigger cities, Madison, Middleton, Wanakee, and DeForest. Right now, they have some control of parts of land in the town. The next step is a petition that'll be circulated to landowners in Westport. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to around 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow sunshine 75. By Thursday sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller, and I welcome Deanna Donaldson, president of the Warrens Wisconsin Cranberry Festival, but you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Irish tell the story of a man who arrives at the gates of heaven and asks to be let in. St. Peter says, of course, just show us your scars. The man says, I have no scars. St. Peter says, what a pity. Was there nothing worth fighting for? We are rightly called to find something in our lives worth fighting for, something deeply personal and uncompromising, something that can unite the will of the Spirit with the work of the flesh.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And when we find that, we will discover fire for the second time. And then we will be able to help lift up this nation and all its people to that place where the heart is without fear and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls, where words come out from the depths of truth and tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sands of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, dear Father. Let our country awake. Amen.
President Bartlett at the White House. I mean, he was excited to be at the White House, Cody, but right, not as excited as he is to be at L.A. Sexy Liberal November 2nd.
Yes, he's more
along with
about
Mark
that.
Hamill. I mean, come on, President Bartlett and Luke Skywalker. We're going to save America, Chris. We're going to save the entire universe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, these are the droids you've been looking for.
Doy.
Duh.
Even Darth Vader's on our side now. Dick
Cheney.
That's weird. I don't know what is happening.
Hey, Rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max out and let Freddy in.
Remember,
hey, Rude,
to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Oh, hiya, Rude.
Good morning. You know, I have a Martin Sheen anecdote.
You have a what? Oh, please.
A Martin Sheen anecdote.
Oh, okay. Please.
So 100 years ago, when I first started college, I was on the speakers committee, and we invited invited the speaker on El Salvador and Martin Sheen to come on.
Okay.
And everybody that you invite always has some request that something in their rider that they want. Sure. His request was, I want to have dinner with the speakers committee, with all the students on the speakers committee.
Oh, that's sweet.
He was such a mensch. 40 years ago, he was such a mensch. And he even, like, somebody brought their Apocalypse Now poster for him to sign.
Seriously, the nicest, well, Jody can confirm, nicest man in Hollywood.
He's so sweet.
Amazing.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, by the way, you want a fun fact about me? Do you want to know what's in my rider for Sexy Liberal?
Oh.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I can't remember the last theater we were in. The guy's like, back, he's like, so you don't want anything backstage? I was like, no, I'm fine. Okay.
Maybe a bottle of water.
Yes, can I have some water?
I learned that I had to put a bottle of water in a rider.
Yes, yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your thread, my favorite. You said we can end this for good in November, America. We can do this. We can bring this era we've been damned to live through to an end. Of course he lies, but he said, do we have this? He said he won't run again. Do we have this?
Oh, we do. It's in there somewhere.
Where is it? Carry the four. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourself, Rude Pundit.
Hold on. I know where it is.
This is fun.
This is fun. This is great.
I'm all waiting.
It's fantastic.
11.
11. Here we
11.
Go.
Yeah,
if you're not successful this time, do you see yourself running again in 4 years?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think that will be... that will be it. I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we're going to be successful.
No, you're not going to be. But anyway,
he's a liar.
I know he lies about everything. He probably will run again the day after to stay out of prison. But yes,
it's a nice thought.
I know. But you are right, though. Just there could be a, what are we calling it? A happy ending, Rude Pundit? That there could be a happy ending at the end of this long, torturous nightmare.
You know, and people are saying, well, you know, there's all those other MAGA people. And I'm just like, no, you don't understand. Without him, it goes away. They're going to try. Yeah. They're going to try to pump somebody up to be Trump-like, even if it's Junior. But it's not going to happen.
It does feel like
there's no movement without him.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like cutting the head off the snake, that I do feel like you're right. Actually, this is Liz Cheney, just real quick, now that you brought this up.
It's hard for me to see how the Republican Party survives because it's been so corrupted. But you know, we need two strong parties in this country, and so we'll have to figure out how we move forward.
Can the party purge itself of Trump? Is that something that can happen?
You know, I think the way that I think about it, and this is based upon spending a lot of my time traveling around the country and talking to people, Republicans and Democrats and independents, that we need our political system to reflect the goodness of the American people.
Rude, not that you've ever personally been involved with something like this, but don't you feel like this election's going to be like, you know, like we're in bed between Dick and Liz Cheney, and we're all having a meth party, rave, whatever. We're all like, woo, oh yeah, we're going to save America. And then we do, and then we fall asleep, and then you wake up in the middle of it's like Dick and Liz Cheney. And then you have to chew your own arm off to get away because you're like, the minute we get our country back, we'll be like, no, Jesus, right?
Yeah, and she can talk all she wants in a good game now about the goodness of the American people. And, as soon as Trump's gone, they're reverting back to the evil MFers they always were.
Yes.
I mean, you know, which honestly can be fun in bed, but you're just filled with regret and ache. Like,
yes,
the next day.
If you feel like a man that speaks from experience, but okay. You wrote a piece, Springfield, Ohio, only a few bruises. Warning about a second Trump administration. You said, obviously, not a single damn case turned out to be true of all these lies about Springfield, you said, but that didn't slow Trump, Vance, and all the MAGA masturbators from spewing hate.
Yep.
In the faces of the people in Springfield. Like the,
you know, sometimes I write a line, Stephanie, uh-huh, and I know it's just for you.
Uh-huh. Attorney General of Ohio, who's been kissing Trump's ass like it's made of candy and money. The truth didn't matter. Not even when Trump got fact-checked during his debate with Kamala Harris. Every single thing they accused Haitians of turned out to be a lie. But you finish, instead of steady progress, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have plunged Springfield into a nightmare of death threats and bomb threats against schools and hospitals and public buildings, taking away more resources from the town. I mean, you're right. That is a cautionary tale of what all America is going to be if Trump gets back in.
And that he's not just doubling down on that rhetoric. He is amping it up. It is now turned up to 11. In his speech in Pennsylvania yesterday, he goes on and on about how, you know, we're going to stop all migrants from coming in. We have to stop it. You know, they're changing everything. Look at Paris and London and Minnesota. I was like, well, those are the three, you know, most charming places on earth, aren't they? And I'm like, I literally was just in Paris, and not just, but a couple of months ago, I was in Paris and London. And I'm like, they seem fine to me. It was like, and everybody I know in Minnesota is like, no, we're okay.
Yeah.
And the thing
look
that
at you, Mr. Speaking, Fancy Pants. Okay.
I know.
You see London, you see France.
Really? We're going where?
I bet you he left his underpants, too, because you know him. Well, you don't wear any. Man whore.
You don't wear underpants.
No.
Yeah, no, but I have underpants all over the world. So there's.
You did that underpants across America, didn't you?
Yeah.
A few years back?
Yes, yes, 80s. I did. I did. You get a visit from me, you get left underpants. It's the way I roll.
But, you know, to your point, this is exactly what's happening in Afghanistan with the Taliban. Like, Trump has told us exactly what he's going to do. The Washington Post said, as the Taliban starts enforcing draconian new rules on women in Afghanistan, it has also begun to target a group that didn't see tight restrictions on them coming, Afghan men. And you just said leopards face, Afghanistan edition. Once again, the leopard face-eating party is shocked that a leopard ate their face.
Yeah, I didn't think they meant my face. Yeah, and the thing that gets me about Springfield, and this goes along with that, is that Springfield, Ohio, and the district, it's a Republican district, and it's a Republican town. It's a town that elected a Republican mayor. It has a Republican representative in Congress, the district, the Republican who hasn't said one word about any of this. And a Republican governor who's speaking out about it. And it's like, yeah, it would have been the easiest thing in the world for them to just say, see, look at these immigrants, these legal immigrants, and what they're doing for the city. And yes, we should support legal immigrants because, you know, it would have given at least some modicum of validity to their BS about undocumented migrants.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking, you know, Jody and I have been talking about this whole, I don't know how much more surgically they could piss off more women if they tried, from Trump and Vance all the way on down. Chris Hayes tweeted, Ohio Republican Senate candidate wonders why women are so focused on abortion and then muses that postmenopausal women can't get pregnant, so why do they care?
Hi, postmenopausal woman right here.
Yes, well.
No, you're not. You're only in your early 40s.
Right, I could be in perimenopause, couldn't
I? You could be in perimenopause.
Okay,
for sure.
Rude.
Why?
How do we... They lost all sense on their side of living in a society.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have kids. We pay taxes to support our schools because we live in a effing society. Like, the fact that they would think we don't care because we can't have children anymore about it, just, this is insane. And it also was like, oh, Pretty Little Women are going to forget all about that. That's what Trump just said, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the infantilizing of women has become another kind of staple of Republicanism at this point. What was it, Trump last night in his creepy, creepy, I'll be your protector?
I have that somewhere. Yes. No, we have the number this time. Hold, please.
Yes. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free.
It's like a Kotex commercial.
You will no longer be thinking about abortion. So all they talk about abortion because we've done something that nobody else could have done.
Yes.
It is now where it always had to be, with the states and a vote of the people.
Women are very happy. They are confident and secure. What? He literally sounds like a Kotex commercial.
Yeah.
There, little lady. Let that little thought go out of your head by November. They do know what's coming, do they?
He got even worse yesterday, where he was like, "You will, you won't have any danger, or you won't have to worry about anything." And I said, "It sounds like he's whispering through the door of the basement he's locked, where he's keeping a pregnant woman." I mean, it's just the creepiest thing. And this idea that, first of all, did he say abortion instead of abortion?
Yeah. Yes, he did say abortion.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about it. I'm like, why don't you ask some of the pro-life groups how they're going to feel when all the states, make it part of their
constitutions. He was thinking of Russian abortions, Borschtons. That's what I was thinking.
No. Don't continue
Louise,
that anymore.
Stop it.
Do you want me to say what a borscht sometimes looks like?
No! Oh, I was just thinking that, too. That's weird. I was thinking that, too.
Yeah. Okay. Even you didn't go there.
Made a beat. So, rudeness, where are you? I was saying about the whole poly coaster that we've been riding. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one that's great, then there's, swing state ones that aren't. You're just like, oh, my God. And I think we have to, I was saying about the needle I think Mark Elias is threading, because what they're counting on is that we despair and that we don't turn out because we think, oh, it's already rigged and blah, blah, blah. So I think, he expresses confidence, but it just, you cannot say it enough. Vote, check and recheck your registration, all of that stuff, right? Because I think we have to count that the Mark Eliases will take care, hopefully legally, of the Georgias, and Nebraska just took care of itself, but it just feels like whack-a-mole, doesn't it? You're like, oh, my God, what new way have they come up with today to try to steal this election for Donald Trump?
Yeah, and it's an all. And that's why they've got to concentrate on the states that are led by Democrats, and where that kind of election effery can't happen. The problem might not end up being that you need to go and vote. The problem might be that you can't get to vote. You don't have access to voting. That they've shut down so many of the voting locations in your district that the line is hours and hours long, that we see all the time.
Right.
That they They've passed laws that have made it so difficult for you to sign up to get a mail-in ballot that it becomes impossible. Where is it where you have to, in Florida, where you have to actually fill in the PDF online, then print it out and mail it and make sure you sign it and date it correctly, or it will be, it won't be valid. I mean, it's, yeah. they've made it so difficult that even if you really want to vote and are trying to, they will prevent you from doing it.
It's all we can say, right, is to, that's why I, to me, you got to vote as soon as you can.
Right.
Vote, you know, early vote as soon as you can. I mean, we're so spoiled out here in California just because, you know, we're not a voter suppression state. Right. We mail in our ballot. We get a thing immediately. We get a text saying we got your ballot. And then you get a thing, we counted your ballot. Or if there's a problem with your signature or whatever, they tell you so you have time to fix it. Yep. I mean, they want everybody to vote. It's not partisan.
Wait,
I still go in.
You do it in a civilized way, like you actually care about democracy.
Right.
You crazy commies out there in California.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, by the way, that attack is working? The comrade Kamala, and she's going to bring communism? Like, what?
It works at the base.
I don't know.
It works.
Do people even know what that is? His morons are like, what?
Well, he talked about wanting Johnny Carson back last night. Yes, I mean, it's literally, he said how the Tonight Show, you know, will bring back Johnny Carson. And I'm like, all right, reanimate his ass.
Yeah.
Let's get him out there.
Dig his old bones up.
Yeah. That,
I don't think he'd be for Trump.
Would be sky high if corpse Johnny Carson was hosting.
But
the
that really, what the, you know, more than ever, this election, it's about the past. He lives in the past.
Yeah.
He thinks, you know, his glory days are in the past. I love Suzanne Craig's new book. The title is Lucky Loser. Mm-hmm. That sums up everything. He has been a loser all his life. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tragic to watch. It's always tragic to watch how many people fall for it again and again and again.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, what is wrong with you? Who hurt you, Trump voters?
Who hurt you?
Show me where somebody hurt you.
Show us on the Trumpy doll where the bad man touched you. All right, we love you. Speaking of bad men, we love you anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Pundit.
That's right. That's right. And one day you'll find the underpants I hid in your place.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. Ew. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by not just any probiotics, my probiotics, Just Thrive probiotics.
Yeah.
Listen, they're not all created equal. I know liberals, we believe in equality.
Yeah.
A lot of probiotics fall short. You know why?
Right.
Survivability.
Oh.
To work their magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. To do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal, which sounds cool, but it's not. Don't do it. Don't swallow metal just to test it.
So I shouldn't have swallowed that bolt last night?
No.
Bad idea.
Choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive, no matter what occurs. Oh, that's a different movie.
Yeah.
Okay. No matter what occurs, just arrive alive. That's what they say before the Just Thrive Probiotic goes off to your stomach. It's a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
We're an unusual family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid. Okay. If I
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Turn me inside out and round and round.
What? Did I mention that Donald Trump will not be apparently debating Kamala Harris because he is... Right, because that's his slogan. We are going back.
No.
Kamala says we're not going back. His is we're going back. It's too late. It's too late to have it. Really? Because he did debates in October before. They always do big debates in October. He is such a... Also, we're winning by a lot. No, he's not. He's not. Right, that was right after the national poll came out showing her up by 5. We're winning by a lot. It's too late. People are already voting. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Polls are BS until you find one that you
That's
like.
That's right. Right. Hello, Karen in Chicago.
Hi. Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So I am watching, or I didn't get through the last half hour because honestly I was really kind of just too angry with the Lev Parnas documentary.
Yeah.
But it is a good reminder that Merrick Garland and the DOJ, I'm sorry, they have dropped the ball that these MFers remain unindicted.
Yeah.
And I at least hope that they're under investigation for everything that they've done. And, you know, I have to say, like, Lev Parnas, I'm so, you know, it's great he came forward and he testified, he, you know, named names and did what he did. But you know what? The whole tenor of that special with him kind of yucking it up and laughing really did not sit well with me.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. You know what? I mean, it just made me angry.
You know, I thought the star was Svetlana.
Yes.
Who joined us on the show as well. Ow. She, like most women, made him do the right thing.
She did.
She kept all the receipts, too.
She did.
All right, hey, we have Greg Palast, Maya Wiley, Jill Weinbanks, all coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.